Which is to me, it's self-respect. If you are unable to be on time, that is a disrespect of self and the other surrounding issues that are around, are surrounding you. And I was just saying to honorable members, how I wish we were still working underground. All who arrived after 9:30 could have died. Because you arrive after time, you get killed. You arrive before time, you still get killed. Having said that, it's off the record, by the way, even if I'm speaking to the record. But I take very serious offenses, honorable members, that every time we have to start our meeting with apologies of people having arrived late. We know that the meeting starts at 9:30. I'm going to elevate this to both the chief whip of the EFF and the chief whip of the ANC, because you are the people who are every day arriving very late, and I take very, very serious offenses. They've been here since 9:15. I've been here since 9:00 to show that I have self-respect. I'm going to take this up with both the chief whips of the ANC and the EFF to say it can't be right. Members of the public are awaiting us to start with the meeting. We have to wait for honorable members. How honorable are you if you can't honor time? To me, that is just exactly what I find very strange. It's strange, but it is true. Our agenda for today is a very simple one. We are going to be deliberating on the National Land Transport Amendment Bill.
Chairperson.
Honorable Mulaudzi.
Yeah, for today's meeting, there was no time for...
Say so.
Yeah. The SMS sent by Valeri. So I took an offense.
Honorable member, I take serious offenses that you're alleging.
No, there was I have
can my SMS says 9:30, and I know that the committee meeting starts at 9:30.
Let me show you my SMS.
Honorable member, we have wasted enough time. And like I have said, it's a ruling that I'm making from this chair that I'm going to report you to your chief whip. Yeah, I've got the right to do that. And this is the ruling that I have taken. Honorable members, we will request the department to take us through the Land Transport Amendment Bill, and then we definitely will be deliberating. But there's also a report that as members we should be able to adopt, which will be sent to the Parliament to be ATC'd if so agreed to by honorable members. Honorable members, you would recall that when we were doing the public hearings, MEC Valdi came with the clause, which actually was not the clause that was a part of the amended bill. And as the portfolio committee, we agreed that we will include this clause in the bill, and therefore it is if we agree to the clause being included in the bill, there's two ways that we can do it. One, to go back to all the stakeholders that made presentations here to say they must comment on the clause, or we publicize the clause so that people can be able to comment on the clause, and then it gets and then it becomes part of the amendments of the NLTA amendment bill. There we are, honourable members.
Okay. honorable defenders.
Thank you, Chair. May I propose that we go with your second option, that we publicise the proposals by the MEC?
There's a proposal that we publicise the amendment as proposed by the MEC. That will be done. Is there a counter? Anyway, if I may ask. No counter, thank you very much. There is no counter. Is there a seconder to the proposal that the amendment that came from MEC Valdi be publicized? Honorable Humsinga seconds. Is there a seconder from the African National Congress?
They're not here.
Yeah, go by report.
They're not here.
They're still shocked.
Yeah, go by report.
Still shocked. The shock
is shocked. Is there a seconder from the African National Congress?
No. Chair, I thought that there was a mover and a seconder.
Okay. Now, I wanted to check with parties if you agree.
Yeah. No, Chair. It's a new procedure, but I think we agree.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good chairmanship.
Any seconder from the EFF? EFF, are you seconding the motion?
Which motion? Always have objection.
Ready objection. Thank you very much. Honorable members, having seconded that we publicize the amendment as proposed by MEC Valdi, it shall be done. How long does it take?
If members would have read the interim report, it's the same process that was followed with the Auto Amendment Bill, where the permission of the National Assembly must be given for that amendment in terms of the Rule 284, because there will be amendments to the Principal Act. We are hopeful, Chair, that this report will be published today in the ATC, and if the House or the programming staff will place it on the order paper hopefully by Thursday, then it will be a good thing. If not, then we will have to wait for the next sitting of the House, which is October next year, Chair. So, but in terms of process, this will be published today.
Next step, Honourable Mr. Patel.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the report that has been given to us, we are in full support of it as a department, except that on page 40, I think we need to bring to the attention of yourself and the committee. On page 40, if you look at section 12.4, where it says, where the provincial entity as contemplated in subsection 1 is not established, two or more municipalities may enter into agreement for the joint exercise or performance of their respective powers and functions contemplated in this Act. This clause is already covered in the Principal Act, section 12.2 in the Principal Act, so maybe we may be just duplicating that. Might be useful to remove it, otherwise it will be a duplication. Other than that, we have fine.
Advocate, you understood what he was talking to? Any other matter? Honorable Namasaka, you want to write something? Honourable members, can you look into the report? knowing very well that it's going to be delayed by the fact that we have to republicize.
Ms. Chair, my advisor at the Archbishop to publish for further input.
Just in terms of timelines, if this matter is not going to be on the order paper on Thursday, then the committee will obviously have to wait before publishing. If the committee publicizes, it will probably be towards the end of October for a two-week period, to allow, and then allow for another round of public hearings, probably over a day or two. So that will extend the timeline for finalizing this bill, probably towards the end of November.
I am just thinking out loud. Obviously, we're going to be publicizing for all the stakeholders to participate. Is it not possible that we can go back to those who participated in the previous public hearings and give them this information to get their comments, because the likelihood is that obviously even when we publicize, we will still get almost similar people who will be talking to the amendments as such, so that we know we have a broad scope in the eventuality. Those that participated previously were of the intention not to respond. If we sent to them, it will be an indication that we expect them to respond to what we would have sent to them. It's just thinking out loud to say, can't we do both processes so that we get the public opinion with the publicized amendments, but still go back to those who came to the public hearings and say, this is a new amendment which we believe you should be able to comment on. Honorable De Freitas, Honorable Ramatlakana,
thank you, Chair.
Honourable Mulaudzi.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to support that. I think it will be very inclusive and will show that we're doing public participation as broadly as possible. So it will be the normal publication. Hopefully there will be new stakeholders that will comment over and above the existing ones. Thank you.
Honourable Ramatlakana.
No, thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether I agree with that, but you hear me when I speak on it, whether I agree or not. The difficulty that I have with that driven targeted approach by the committee, it bound to have a criticism some along the line, further down. Because you'll be basing your targeted approach on those that have made to the deadline. And there would be those who did not make it to the deadline, who you may or may not know who they are. So my view is simple. If we're agreeing we're going to do a further round of public consultation, we just do it. Normally, we don't target anybody. Everybody must see at the same time and receive the same information. Because I don't think we should be, otherwise we could be accused by this later. So I think we just do that, and then shorter version of the public participation, not that long one, so that we at least can get quickly to the act. Yeah, that's my comment, Chair.
Honorable Sibande.
Yes, Chairperson, I also concur with my colleague that we must open for it so that we avoid unnecessary challenges. And then also, but the issue of time frame, you must work around time frame, but it must be open for anybody to do submissions. Thank you, sir.
Honorable De Freitas, let me indicate that the publicizing and the publication of the amendments will be for 2 weeks. If it gets done today, then it means probably towards the end of September would have done, will be done with the amendments, and then when we come back, maybe we can be able to consider the public hearings. Honorable Mlaudzi.
No, thanks, Citizen. I think we must be broad enough to cover all the scope, because we might be short. Maybe we find that it is going to be the egg on our face when we find that we didn't do enough consultation. I think we must do it in a very broad way to cover everything. Thank you.
Honorable De Freitas.
Yes, Chair, I was just going to say that we're still publishing it and it's still going out for public comment. I don't see where there'd be criticism because we're asking, like we did with ARTO, we're asking those stakeholders if they have any additional comments that they submit. If they don't, then they don't need to. And you'll remember that the last round, many of the stakeholders didn't come back because they said there was nothing additional they wanted to say. So I don't see it delaying our timeline. As you pointed out, and I don't see where we would get criticism. I think we'd get congratulation because we're extending it in general and then going back to stakeholders that are there. If there are, I'm not aware of what my colleague is talking about, those that didn't meet the deadline last time, and if there were stakeholders that didn't meet the deadline last time, well, let's approach them as well so that they are aware of, the new amendments. Thank you.
Before you come in, Honorable Ramatlakana, let me indicate that I was saying, remember there were stakeholders that we called for the public hearings, and there were those who made submissions that we didn't call for the public hearings. And there are stakeholders that actually were involved in the processes from the executive point of view when the bill was first, the amendments were first dealt with. So if we become kind of an all-inclusive to say to all these people that this is another round, but at the same time, we're not closing for those who actually would be outside of this scope that we have spoken to, the new entrants for that matter. And I can vouch that those who will be coming for the first time will not necessarily be able to have the critical aspects like those who started with the process from the beginning as we are dealing with this matter. So I already, people, if you are agreeing that let it just be publicized and we stop going to individual stakeholders, I don't have a problem with that. Honorable Ramachaka.
No, Chair, sorry that I come back again. But my problem is this, exactly this. If you are going to send letters as additional measures to stakeholders using the yardstick that they made a presentation at the last round, let's, for an example, say there are 100 of them. And if you missed 5 of them, you don't send the notice to the 5. That also makes a presentation. And they hear about this targeted approach. They will say, oh, but why did we get excluded from this special dispensation of getting a letter with the parliament letterhead saying, please be aware of this. So we're only creating problems for ourselves. The simple thing that we must do is what we normally do, publicize this in terms of the normal of what we publicize in the newspapers, and that's it. In that way, nobody can say we have favoritism, we were favorite amongst the stakeholders, we wrote to this one, we didn't write to this one. And if we go, it will bound to happen. The secretary there is not going to send letters to all of them. They will try, but they will miss some. And those that are missed may raise a problem of favoritism. So sort of safer for us, it's not our duty really to do that. So let's do what we are expected to do. Let's publicize it in all the newspapers. If we have the radio interview, let's do the radio interview and that's it. And not write letters, special letters to others.
Thank you very much. It shall be done. I think my proposal will follow. Thank you very much. Honorable members, are there other matters that we believe we still have to put on the amendment? Department, Mr. Patan?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, what we have done, we've taken the liberty to formulate, you know, all those other provisions where after the public hearings last year and where we agree with the relevant stakeholders, we've put it into in a form of a bill. So we think maybe we can circulate that as well to members of the committee today for their consideration. It's based on where we've agreed with those methods that the stakeholders has raised.
Have you also included what we are about to re-advertise and publicize?
Yes, Chair. At the transport authority, we've included.
There we are, members.
I didn't quite catch what the presentation was about, but I don't have a problem with it. I hesitate to say this, Chair, because I know that you're not in a very good mood this morning. I heard your comment earlier on, so I hesitate. I say this in a very hesitant spirit this morning, that Advocate Nan, this piece of legislation we dealt with this probably more than 3 months ago. Why did it take so long to simply understand that there's a provision that was not advertised that we need to come to the committee to make this report to the House? Now we're running the risk of ending the year without finalizing this as a result of this. It's more than 3 months since we've dealt with this, and this advocate decided, why couldn't we pick up this thing early in the process that we do this as a session was in? We could have done this in August, earlier than this. Now, I did say, Chair, I'm hesitant, but this is just, for me, a huge frustration that this is the only time that we could do this report and pass this report.
Honorable de Freitas, while the advocates from both sides of the table are thinking the response.
Thank you, Chair. I have no problem with the document that will be distributed. I just wanted just to ask that perhaps we keep it confidential for now. And the reason is, if indeed the comments by the MEC are included, aren't we jumping the gun? In other words, this version should have everything minus this new inclusion. If that is the case, in the interest of time and not delay, then we look at the document, but we keep it internal and confidential and not publish it, because then we are going to be accused of jumping the gun and not taking public participation seriously. Thank you.
Mr. Patel, you understand where we're coming from? Yeah. Honorable members can be privy to the information that you are having, but it cannot go out because honorable members will be accused. The advocates from both sides of the table, excluding Advocate Mulaudzi,
He's preparing his media statement. You can't do it.
And Ramatakana, you have accused me. I've got advocates who will vouch for me tonight. From both sides of the table, they agree with me. So, being accused, I stand accused here of doing my job. I'm just doing my job. I can't allow the committee to disintegrate to that level. This has been the committee that I so proudly would talk to other chairpersons to say, we start on time, we do our work, and therefore I'm not going to agree to Mulauzi to come late and say I was the time the SMS came without time. I will never agree to that. That is dishonorable, honorable member. Advocate Nell.
Thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, members have also indicated at the start when we started with the ARTO bill, and we closely after the ARTO bill, we followed with a presentation on the NLTA. Members had indicated that it makes it difficult to separate issues. So at that point, the committee took the decision to finalize one bill before we moved to the next one. And that is why, in terms of the programming, when members also looked at the programming, all members agreed to the programming that was scheduled, and the scheduling of the consideration of the bills. That is why the NLTA has come up now, as directly after our finalization of ARTO. It is not a deliberate delay that was done. MEC Vari almost calls me weekly to ask me, when are we going to finish this thing? So but it was definitely a pressing issue on our side, but based on the committee's decision in the beginning last year when we started with the process, we also in consultation with the MANCO, we've kept the NLTA issue until we can deal with the NLTA issue, because there was also not 100% certainty that members would agree going forward that we definitely needed to carry on with the Transport Authority. It just, the reason why we proposed that the Transport Authority clauses definitely be included and publicized is because some of the other amendments that the NLTA make were based on proposals that came from best practice in models that are used in transport authorities in other countries. So it's very important that we have a consideration out there for the other MECs and the other provinces to look at possibly implementing provincial transport authorities, Gauteng obviously having its own specific character that's a bit more special, if I can say it that way, because of the locality and the conjunction between the various municipalities and the crossovers. That basically it's a programming issue linked to the committee's decision. That is why the proposal only came through now.
Advocate. It's straightforward. It is our own. We decided on that. And let me also indicate that on several occasions we tried to, including last week Friday we wanted to have a meeting so that we are able to deal with this, so that by today it would be 80 seats, but there was only two members who were available. The rest of the other 12 members were not available. 10 members were not available. It was just two members who indicated availability. And understandably so, that members had their own issues in their own constituencies and in their own parties. We accepted. Let us accept that it is here now. We have to deal with it. So be it. Can we close the subject matter and agree that request the committee secretary that the outcomes of what the clerks in the house will be saying will be communicated to members, including the department, on time. Do we have minutes with us here, Gunte? Okay. Honorable members, in front of you, you've got the oversight visit to the Northern Cape, which will start on the 14th to the 16th. Firepots and Hamup, whatever they call it. in the Northern Cape. Remember, we had the community coming to make a presentation to us here on the challenges that they are seeing in their area. And the challenges were about the trucks which actually are carrying, is it nuclear waste from Pelindaba, and the community what he came to make a presentation. And I think as it was a petition, it is incumbent upon us that we go and do oversight so that we can be able to make a finality to Parliament as to what has really happened. The proposal is that we leave on Friday, and then we leave on Thursday, and on Friday we make a site visit to the proposed sites, and the document itself. Are we agreeing, Honorable Humsinga? Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would propose that we look at the oversight period in totality. Sorry for amending what you are suggesting. Don't get me wrong, I am totally in favor of this very important oversight visit. But I've also had a look at the program which leads up to this excursion, namely the BRT Rapid Transport System meeting for the scheduled 2 days prior to this long trip. So what we are saying is we're going to have a very important engagement on the 12th and the 13th, and to me it seems like we're really crunching very important aspects of BRT into 2 days just in order to get the space in order to do the very important excursion. And my concern is that we should rather do one thing properly than to try and squash more into a very limited space. Also acknowledging that we have time in the following week. So all I'm saying is let's rather consider doing the BRT, giving it its due time, because we are going to listen to 13 different presentations excluding the departments. Some of the presentations have as little as 20 minutes with 10 minutes discussion time, which we know is too little to properly engage and to build a proper understanding from them. And then we're also challenged with the excursion which you mentioned, where it's a full day's travel by road to get there, to spend the day there and then travel back. So all I'm asking is, Chair, just some reconsideration in light of the fact that we still have the following week as well, the week of, I believe, is the 18th. So, you know, can we just look at the planning for all of that and then decide to then just spread it a bit more fairly?
Honorable Member, the oversight week for September is just 1 week, which is the week that we will be dealing with. Week of the 12th, the 11th to the 14th. And the following week is not for oversight. We start with committee work. Yeah, so those were the considerations that we were looking into. But your proposal was how was your proposal if you have to put it forward?
Chair, my proposal would be that we extend the BRT for the whole week and not limited to the Wednesday. For the Tuesday and Wednesday, I'd only have dates here, the Tuesday and the Wednesday, but then continue it, spread it over the whole week up until the Friday, and then do the excursion some other time. That would be my proposal, Chair.
The House Chair, what we were doing here was through the guidance from the House Chair as to how we can be able to look into, because the one other element that is still being considered between the Department of International Relations, the embassy in Brazil, is that the House Chair has since agreed to us going to do oversight in Brazil. So those were some of the factors that the House Chair is considering. But that will come as soon as the functionaries have finalized between the Department of International Relations and the embassy in Brazil as to how are we intending to do that. So we on thin ice, that's what we are trying to do. And at the same time, you must remember that this petition is almost a year old in our ambit. That is why we're trying to deal with it to reach finality. Honorable Ramatakana, Honorable De Freitas.
No, Chair, my concern was that on the 12th to the 13th, we have a longer agenda than the time we have. Now, I was going to suggest that perhaps could we not do the BRT in two chunks if we were to look at the program. We perhaps say we will deal with the first cluster of BRTs, and that cluster will be those area where there is already functionality of the BRT, and that deals with about maybe five metros. We say we'll deal first will be these five metros. We allocate them for those 2 days because I think it's. There must be some discussion about this, about the state of that. And then we then say, if there is the following week, which is going to be the committee week, I'm not sure about the program, it's constituency week. Then we say, the next time we have a committee week, we can then take another 2 days and to complete the others, because the other category may be those that are now in the planning stage, that are beginning to do the consultant work and so on. So we deal with them. And I was going to suggest that I don't know how far apart will be this presentation at the next committee week where we could deal with it. Because certainly there are many. We're not going to do justice to it. But if there's nothing we can do, I suppose we just have to go with it, but it's going to be just quick and dirty in terms of it. That would be my suggestion, Chair.
Honorable Sibande, let me indicate that for the first term, we don't have committee week. The last term, we will not have committee week, and therefore it becomes a precarious situation that we should be involved in.
Thank you, Chair. My first point has been covered by my colleague. I was going to suggest that we perhaps split this in two. I still do maintain, I agree with what has been said, we really are squashing this, and I don't think we're going to be doing it justice. There's a lot of money that's being spent by these municipalities coming down. And, you know, I look here, discussion, half an hour. I mean, it takes half an hour to ask questions. So I really think we should relook at it. I want to make a very strange suggestion, and I'm sure you might turn it down. And the question I have to ask is it absolutely essential that we visit the Northern Cape to get this petition satisfied? Surely we can just interact with the department. They would confirm that indeed this road needs to be done and so forth, and they can just get it going and then use that day to then meet the municipalities, so stretch it over 3 days. I know it's an unusual request, but I'm also feel strongly that this community needs to be addressed. But is it absolutely essential that we visit the Northern Cape just because of logistics and so forth? Really what they're interested in is the road, not our visit. So I want to make that proposal. Thank you.
there is a proposal before Honorable Isibande and Honorable Nsinga bring to the table what they would want to bring. There is a proposal that we look into the outreach program to the Northern Cape, if it's doable that we can be able to give instructions to the Department of Transport in the Northern Cape to say deal with the roads, the road is ferrying dangerous substances. The proposal, Honorable Sibanda.
Yes. Chairperson. Chairperson.
Yes.
I think it is a valid point what is raised by my colleague, but at the same time I wanted to sensitize the committee. Am I protected, Chairperson?
Yes, yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes.
Yes, Chairperson, you see, my worry to me is this, it is an unfortunate situation because it came close to each other. I wanted to sensitize the committee that we mustn't forget that some of the issues are more above, even in the perimeters, are more even the perimeters of the province itself. Therefore, to me, it was very strategic for us to visit the Northern Cape, because from my little experience is that the areas which were indicated here were never visited, either by the NCOP taking parliamentary people, no, never. And I think the reasons why we have identified that far part of Northern Cape was that precisely for this very same reasons that something must be done. It was like the areas which we visited last Chairperson. Remember when we visited Harangua and some of the bridges which were left some time ago unattended? Because I think there is a reason why people decided to submit to us rather than to submit to the province itself. Thank you, Chairperson.
There was a proposal on the floor and you didn't respond to the proposal.
It's fair, I was responding to it. Exactly.
Let me talk to Honorable Bunsinga and Honorable... Your head is not up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chair, the other option in terms of the Tuesday is that we just indicate what the possibilities are to then also include a constituency day, which is the 11th of September. And then I can also suggest that we carry on later in the day, just to accommodate the importance of this topic, to then carry on till 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening for both the Tuesday and the Wednesday, just to build in more discussion time, because that, I think, is the essence of it. Thank you, Chair.
We start on the 11th for the BRT? Is that what you're proposing? We start on the 11th for the BRT, we continue until Wednesday. And then we proceed. Honorable De Freitas?
Yes, now I appreciate what Honorable Sabandi was saying, so I don't want to argue against that because I understand. So I said it was a strange suggestion. But yes, I just want to then echo and look at the possibility, and that's also unusual for Parliament to grant committees to meet on a Monday. So perhaps, I don't know if there's an absolute rule that we're not allowed to meet on a Monday, or if we can make special application and so forth. Maybe we can meet from the afternoon onwards. I don't know. I don't understand the the technicalities behind it. But even whether it's possible or not, Chair, I want to then echo what Honourable Hunsinger was saying, is then we must definitely then work into the night on those 2 days. That we don't end the day off at 5:15, that maybe end off at 7, 8, or 9, so that we stretch it a little bit more and get and really, it'll be a long day, and we if we all agree, we must then be psychologically prepared to do that, and so that we can accommodate and really give it justice to these people that are visiting us. Thank you.
Honorable Mpanza, Stembiso Sibusiso Sikhumbuzo.
No, Chair, I'm confused now. I hear no talk proposal. Can we just get a clear proposal?
There are two proposals here.
Yeah.
The one proposal is that we get the Monday of the 11th, that is where we start, but also taking into consideration as we do that of stretching the time maybe to an hour instead of 5:15 to 6, 7 o'clock. The other proposal is that we take the 2 days, work till late so that we are able to really get the gist of the matter. Because here we are dealing with the critical issues which affects the budget of the Department of Transport and the money from the Republic of South Africa as to are we getting value for money in this that we are going to be doing. So these are the two proposals largely which are say when we talk to the BRT. The other proposal which came was that maybe we should consider directing the Department of Transport in the Republic and in the Northern Cape province of the Republic of South Africa to say, let's construct the road without us necessarily going to Falputz and Gemoop as a committee. And then there was a view which says this petition came from the community. It is a necessity that we go and see what exactly are the issues at play in that particular community. So this for both the visit to the Northern Cape and the BRT. These were the proposals which were made. Honorable Ramataka.
Chair, just if I can just make a comment on all of the proposals. I think the issue of visiting the Northern Cape is important, but the question for me is whether it must happen on this date that is suggested. We had a presentation from the Northern Cape during the hearing on the petition in February. The committee agreed with the need for that road to be repaired. There was a specific decision that we took as a committee on that day. And in the meeting, I can remember that the department was present. They made a presentation about what they've been doing, engagement with the Northern Cape around that particular road and so on. So there was that discussion. And if I remember correctly, we had agreed that there is a legitimate concern and that the construction of that road must be repaired. So that decision stands. What we need to do, the visit would not make that decision. That decision has already been made. Our visit is to actually go and see whether the decision that we have made here is being implemented and the road is under construction. So that takes me to the question as to whether it must happen between the 14 and the 15, and my answer to that is actually no. It can happen at a later stage. I don't know what later stage means. Maybe next year, if there's no space for another thing. By the time we go there, the road might be, we might go and cut the ribbon. The road is constructed based on the decision we have taken here. So I'm saying, Chair, already something is happening. The decision was made, it is happening, it's moving. With regard to the other part, so I'm saying in the big scheme of things, there is six billion every year, six billion every year to BRTs. Since it started, we haven't had engagement with the municipalities. We have been shadow boxing by the department that some money are misused or have been used not appropriately by the municipalities. E.g., we said they are paying too much for consultancy. Now that we want to see them, we must budget time to engage with them on our concerns on all the municipalities that are coming. So that the issue about the oversight that we are talking about, we can actually go deeper into it. So we are not making, it's not a tick box that we are doing. We're actually going to have a serious engagement with them. So the time allocations for this, I even agree with Monday, if it's possible. If you can persuade the whips and the parties to agree on a Monday, starting on a Monday, dealing with the BRTs up until Wednesday, if it's Wednesday, I would agree with that proposal. It makes sense. It's once-off kind of intervention. And if that happens and the 3 days is sufficient, let's do it and then still do the Northern Cape. So that will be my kind of proposal, Chair, that I think it will be meeting each one halfway. It's not a total what we want, but it's a compromise package. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Sibande, nothing. Honorable
Freko. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everyone. I've been missing you, good people. Chairperson, I was listening when people were deliberating on the issue. I am also asking myself if there is anything that has been done from the time we made a recommendation that something must be done on this road, if there is something that has happened. Because if we are really Parliament of the people, when people write something to us, that we must prioritize, just to prove that we are the Parliament of the people. But Chair, we are not the ones who are implementers. Ours was just to see if something has happened. If nothing has happened, ours was just to go there and convince the people that we were also agreeing with them that there is a problem. Mm-hmm. But I'm not against what we have proposed, that we can instruct the department to do something with regards to this memorandum from these people of Northern Cape. With regards to the issue of the BRT chair, I am of the view that 3 days at least will be enough for the program, not two. And also adding the fact that let's prioritize the metros according to the challenges faced by those metros. At least if we can do that, have the 3 days, even if we apply for the Monday to not be used as constituency day and we be here at work, or we stretch the hours, or we even take the Thursday, whatever, so that we meet each party halfway. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm tempted to ask the what the secretariat, whether they receive a response from what we agreed, as the Honorable Ramatlakane said, that we have a decision to say the department must look after the complaint of Northern Cape. So, unfortunately, I can't see the department here. Yeah. They were going to give us the clarity. How far did they entertain that issue of the people? So I want to know the secretariat, did you invite the department to today's meeting? Or if not, do you have the report from the department about our decision that they must go and entertain the problem of the petition from the Northern Cape? Because if we decide, like Honorable Kleko said, that they must implement the department, so how far would the implementation progress for what we decided about the Northern Cape? So if we can have that report, then we can see something is happening. Then we can shift the oversight and go maybe to another term for one day or 2 days, just to check whether the work has been done. Failure to do that, we can just rush and go there. People, they will stone to our car and everything. So those people who gave the petition long ago, now they're just coming, there's nothing has happened. We really want to know from the department, what did they do since February after our decision? Thank you, Chairperson.
Would you have organized the stone throwers, fellow fighter?
Yes, we might.
Let me indicate, Honorable Member, that since February, we haven't received anything from the Department of Transport in the Northern Cape, and we haven't had an indication from the Department of Transport, particularly the business unit which has to deal with roads, as to progress to date in that regard. And we thought that whatever we will be getting as we're preparing, because they are aware that we're preparing to go to the Northern Cape, whatever we receive as we're preparing to go to the Northern Cape, will be something that we'll put as the package. But to date, we haven't been appraised of progress to date. But, you know, I will be accused of being in a very not so good a mood today. But I want to say to honorable members that we make a proposal of the quarterly report. And members look at those proposals and agrees to the quarterly report. And in essence, the debate that we are having here are about the proposed that quarter report which was submitted and members agreed to. And now we are disputing that quarterly report that we agreed to say this is how we're going to operationalize. This is operational matters of what we agreed to in terms of the quarterly report. And you are not being fair, honorable members, because when we make a quarterly programs and agendas, we always make them as a draft sent to members. And then members make inputs. Once the inputs have been reached, then it becomes something that I sign and submit to the House Chair that we have all agreed to this program that we are going to be following within that quarter. So at any rate, I think we are agreeable that we will have to request the House Chair to give us a Monday of the 11th, so that we can be able to start working on the Monday, even though it is a constituency day. And I hope that honorable members will really, really, really honor this day of the Monday, so that we are able to start working with the BRT we will make a submission when we leave here to the House Chair to say, in view of the magnitude of the work, we believe that we need to extend this program to 3 days so that we are able to really do our work to the best of our ability within this framework of time. If that is not successful, it means our fallback will have to be on a Wednesday, and I am on a Thursday, and I'm talking to honorable members here to say we can do the whole of Thursday and travel to the Northern Cape and have a weekend in the Northern Cape if that is the case, and then come back on a Monday to continue with the the constituency week. We go for our constituency week if need be. This is the middle of the road I'm trying to make, that if we can't get a Monday, we will have to stretch it to Thursday, travel to the Northern Cape on Friday, work Saturday, then work ourselves out of the Northern Cape to our constituency week, if we so agree. Aye. Listen, go to Mazino, Nidore, Nendo, Kwatana, Mosindo, Sinuati.
Chairperson, why don't we take your advice of starting on Tuesday until Thursday and have the weekend in Northern Cape? Because I don't want you to go there to the House Chair and get rejection. And I'm still waiting for the question about the department not being available today. I wanted to know from Valerie that is the department invited? If not, do we have any apology? If yes, so because I never heard the chairperson talking about the apology. But I'm moving and voting for starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then we include the whole weekend. Maybe Sunday we come back after the meeting in the Northern Cape. Then it will be tough and very hard, but we can just do it like that.
Remember that in the Northern Cape now is the Namaqualand flowers, which actually will be blooming. It will brighten up and lighten up your mood. Before I make the proposal from Mulawuzi stemmed from what Mulawuzi was endorsing what I was saying, to say let's work from Tuesday until Thursday and then go to the Northern Cape and then come back from the Northern Cape on a Sunday and then go to our constituencies in that regard. So do we, before maybe I say agreed, let me get an indication as to I know who will be the members who will be able to attend. Mulawuzi will attend.
For what?
Northern Cape.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Honorable Hunsinga?
It will not be possible for me to be away on this Saturday.
Honorable Depreta?
Chair, I've also got the same problem. I've got a long-standing commitment, party-related commitment on the Saturday. and it's a very heavy heart because I really would want to go to this oversight, but I'd have to excuse myself. I'm really sorry about that.
No, Chair, on the 15th,
which is a Friday, I would not be available. I'd have to submit an apology for that day. I'm writing exam on that 15th.
Chair, I'm having a problem with Saturday. Friday is okay, then Sunday. There's a long-standing commitment on Saturday. It's an organizational commitment.
Honorable
Chairperson, I feel that let me reserve now. But I'll talk
to you.
Yes. Myself, I'm flexible there, Chairperson, what I'm trying to say. No, let me explain to you. You know, my worry as a whip of his committee, I depend on the majority of the members when they are available. And
majority
also,
are not available.
I want them, but maybe that's why I said I'll come to you, I'll talk to you. Because I'm as a fighter, which wins I'm over. I sign as a soldier in Moria.
What?
Fair fighter.
No,
no, Sontag was about.
You
said that could be. So Sontag, you know,
IPC.
Honorable Tseko?
Chair,
as much as I would like to go, but I still have to seek permission from the doctor if I may travel a long distance, but I will persuade him. I don't have a personal problem.
Thanks,
Chair. Honorable Mulaudi? Chairperson, I can see numbers are against us.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we deal with BRT and for meantime forget about the non-ranking? Then we'll sit down and see how best can we service them another week, somehow before December.
Honorable members, then the trip from to the Northern Cape falls off because there's not enough honorable members that can take this trip. Honorable De Freitas?
Chair, will there be no opportunity for the rest of the year for us to do this visit? I'm seeing various shaking their head. If that is the case, then can I suggest that we look at the new year and we look this year already for dates so that we have the dates in advance, I will have it in my diary, and even if there are other people that come, you know, subsequently, we're then committed to those dates and we can have the majority at least of members of this committee going to the Northern Cape. I would like to make that suggestion so that in the new year we prioritise this and we have the dates in advance. Thanks.
I indicated earlier on that in the fourth quarter, we don't have oversight visits. Therefore, it means it will be in the first quarter of next year that we're able to look into going to the Northern Cape in this instance. And I think once the annual... for this quarter we're done, it will not happen. In the first quarter of next year, we will have to look into oversight and be able to prioritize the Northern Cape in that regard. Because in the last quarter of this year, our major focus will be on the BRRR issues. That by October we are already submitting into Parliament on the BRRR issues. So basically, these are some of the things which makes it difficult. I'm sorry, for us to can be able to have an oversight that we go to the Northern Cape. Thank you very much. Let's look into the BRRR issues. We are now saying that we will take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what we are agreeing?
Monday to Friday.
Thanks, Chair. Chairperson, I was to make a proposal that the other strategy that we may apply is for Parliament to respond to the petition. Just highlight what we have done internally with regards to their petition. Maybe state what hinders us not to go there, that we'll be attending to them next year, just to have a something as a response to their petition. Thanks.
We have already engaged with the community. The outcomes of what we have engaged upon has been to the effect that we interact with the national department and the provincial department, of which Parliament is aware. The community is also aware of the outcomes of the meeting of February. To us, this was a follow-up to say to the community, having dealt with this matter, this is what we believe the departments, both provincial and national department, should be up to. So I think that, in essence, we are on board in that regard. Honourable members, Honourable Mpanza.
I thought the proposal I heard from the Honourable Advocate was saying the 12th, which is Tuesday, to Thursday.
Until what, even late is fine.
Even if it doesn't matter whether it's late or not, but those 3 days. I thought that was the proposal.
Yeah.
What stops us from waking up until Saturday? I'm not saying what stops us from working until Friday, and I'm saying what stops us. We are public representatives. We can work 7 days, 24/7, 365 days. What stops us from waking up until Sunday? If needs be, we go to church and come back and continue working.
Yes.
Don't
accuse
me.
I can see you're angry. Today we just understand that you're on the left, you're busy with us. Continue. So, Chair, I think when we check this, and if we can start on Tuesday, and we become prepared that we can work until late hours for Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. We'll take it from there when we see if really there is a need to extend the date until Friday to weekend. But I think in these 3 days it will be sufficient to entertain the thing.
I'm sure the colleague means well, but we can't leave it to chance because we're inviting people. So, you know, if a municipality is coming, they're not required to be there for 3 days, for example. So we need to schedule it and make a decision today so that those people do come in. Many of them are going to fly in and out the same day. So we need to decide. I must just say, on behalf of myself and Honourable Hunsinger, we don't mind working till Friday. As I said, we both have party commitments on the Saturday, so we're quite happy to it from Tuesday, or even the Monday if need be, right throughout the whole week. So I don't know about the other members, but certainly on our side, we're happy to do that. But I do feel we need to decide on the amount of days so that Valerie and her team can start planning and sending out the invitations and doing the proper agenda. Thank you.
Okay, we are agreeing from Tuesday to Thursday. Are we agreeing on that?
Yes.
From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening?
Yes. Yes. Because another thing, Chairperson, which I want to say is about the experience of Honorable Ramatlakhan in this thing of BRT, because when they started planning this thing, he was still an MEC. So if you use Friday, we might not be with him
because he's going to write. But if you, so we're very prejudiced because some of the things he must tell us why were they planning like this when we when he was busy with Maharaj.
Agreed, Honorable Pastor, we will start Tuesday 8 o'clock until Thursday 9 o'clock in the evening. Every day will be knocking off. 8 o'clock doesn't mean less, Honorable Members. That must be understood. That must be understood. Because if I say 9 o'clock, you're going to arrive at 10 o'clock. 8 o'clock means no less. It's 8 o'clock and nothing else, Honorable Members. I had cleaned the slate of going to the chief whips, but if you Naitala next week, then it will not just be a verbal thing to the chief whip. It will be followed by a letter signed by me. And if I write a letter, then it means, any other matter?
Sure.
Honorable Defreitas, Honorable, yep.
Thank you,
sorry, Chair, the delegation across the table had a document to hand out. Am I correct in saying it'll be handed out to us for us to study and so forth for the next time we discuss this matter, or what will the decision be?
The document will be submitted to committee secretary. Yeah. Honorable Ramatlakan.
I thought the discussion with the document was that it should be kept back because it's jumping the gun. Now this is another proposition. I think that it should be kept back as agreed earlier on. So we don't have to be influenced by a document before the process. That's what I had. But I was going to suggest, Chair, that on the program that we now have agreed from 8 to 9, that perhaps the Secretariat will now spread all the cities around the 3 days. And for purpose of planning, those that are on the third day should be well informed that they are not expected to be on the first day or the second day, they're expected to be on the third day. So they don't come here and then they start with jittery about being or sitting around. So I just want to suggest that for purposes of this administrative managing. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mpaza?
No, Chair, I wanted to put a situation. Some of us are using a bus when we don't have cars. Now the bus leaves at 7, but sometimes it might come a little bit later, depending on the traffic. So I just wondered if the situation happens, maybe it comes at 10 past. It won't be our own making.
Fine. As long as you leave by the 7 o'clock bus, that's what we do also.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any other matter on the energy issues?
Chairperson, I'm still waiting for the answer. Where is the department? Or the department, is it maybe praying for the dissolution of parliament? Because we're going to have a motion to dissolve this parliament. Maybe, because they're not here. And I want to know why the department is not here.
Vote of dissolution of parliament by secret ballot.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do today.
Yeah.
The department is here. Mr. Patel, you are a chief director? Yeah. Advocate Mukubiani? You, sir? Yes. And the PLO? Parliamentary Liaising Officer out there. And you say accompanying the, So basically the department is here, the DDG is not here. Did we get an apology from the acting DG? We did get an apology from the acting DG. So basically, It says that the department is represented except for the fact that the DDG and the acting DG are not here. So dissolution of parliament through a secret ballot, let it come.
Well,
then.
Wasting our time. I want to
listen. Without me, I will cry.
New election.
Honorable members, I think we are done. The program will be dealt with and then sent to you before close of business on Friday. Yeah. Honorable Musinga.
Thank you, Chair. Just a suggestion which I would also like my colleagues' input, since they all have more experience than me, but I see in terms of the layout and planning for the BRT engagement that right at the end we have a consolidated feedback by the Department of Transport. Now I'm just thinking that it might be good to split this in two, and I would kindly ask consideration therefore that we have a session by the department right at the beginning, so as to then introduce particular information to us before we see each of these cities' attempts to a BRT system, something in the light of the particular budget which has been given to each of the cities, by means of introduction information that would give us insight that you would need before you start engaging or get presentations from the different cities, and then still have a session at the end with the department as to the sort of next step or the way forward. But I think it would make sense to get some input from the department by means of an introduction, rather than to just dive into the first presentation of the city as it suggested, the city of Cape Town. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ramatlakane.
No, Chair, I think it's a good suggestion, but I'm just worried about the time of it, that whether it's not going to eat in a time that we don't have. Is it not better that we ask the department to submit to us a progress report? They don't make any input. They give us the report about the status here with the budget. Then we want to talk to the metros on that particular day. We can have a department respond at the end, but at the beginning, they just give us a report.
That request has been given to the department to request them to give us a submission of progress to date, the successes, the challenges. There was a template which actually was sent to the department to say, kindly respond to this. The meeting is, are there announcements? Nothing. The meeting is adjourned. Today we will be finalizing the ARTO bill in the National Assembly. Obviously we know that you are going to reject.
Yeah.
You are the only one who will reject. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Oh, you know, we're back.